I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
I mean, it really is. Today is...
This one's...
Now, will it be the best damn audio tomorrow? I don't know.
This one, to me, is the best one we've ever done. In any incarnation.
See, that's I like your enthusiasm. I come in here sometimes with clips and audio pieces that I literally probably added. No joke. If it's a real short one, I probably added 100 views to the reel. I probably made you influencers like 18 cents. And and I'll come in here, and I do love the fact in this room that we don't everyone laughed at the same time, or you know, fake laughter or whatever. I like the real stuff. So it is kind of browbeating when something like popped you so hard the night before, and then you play it for the audience, and you're like,
That's my threshold. It's got to make me like burst out.
Me too. Yep. I got to literally be on the floor, rolling around, laughing, and I look back, and my ass is gone.
Gone. Where
it's gone. I laughed it off. It's
you didn't have
gone.
One anyway.
I didn't have. Well, I think that's what happened early on as a child. Yeah. I laughed my ass off before most people would at an early age. Thus, I never really had an ass.
Never came back.
Assless. Yeah. Chaps.
Well, no. I had Ralph Lauren chaps. What I had, or is it shops? I don't know.
Shops. You want to kick it off? I kicked off the last one.
All right, I'd be glad to, because I've griped about it, not you know, in kind of a fun way, the way everybody has. There's a heat wave going on, and it's real hot.
It's too damn hot.
It's too damn hot, and even this little kid agrees.
I'm sweating. Where? What?
Why'd she have to say it back to him? Mom?
She's just validating.
Like, okay, now we know.
All right, go ahead. We'll Jimmy you so it do it one more time.
He got a little accent on him.
Just me, Oots.
Day one ish.
I love that kid. I love that. I love that. You can tell he's a good old Southern kid.
He just said it like this.
I'm sweaty. Where? What? I'm sweaty. Where at? On the butt crack and my balls and everywhere.
Oh, butt crack and your balls.
Sucks.
I'm surprised she didn't say, oh, Tyler, or whatever the kid's name is. Don't say that.
I think that's one of the first morning shows that our VP, Steve Santacroppi, worked with. Was it Butt Crack and Balls?
I think
in Detroit.
Wing Bowl. Yeah. Shout out. W4.
Butt Crack and Balls.
I believe it
which
was.
Which one are you? Never mind.
Yeah, which one?
I'm Balls.
You know, I'd be Butt Crack. It'd be cool. You call me an intergluteal cleft.
I'm going to be. Oh, that's what a stretch is to be. I was going to be Balls Mahomie.
Oh, hang on now.
Balls Mahomie.
What's up with the homie?
Am I dreaming this or is it real? I do not know.
I don't know.
That's the best morning show ever. I love it.
Buck she's on balls.
It. It's like she's paid to say it.
Chattanooga's 103.7 Butt Cracking Balls.
Bigger. What's the term? Bigger needle.
Oh,
what's the thing? The radio
word.
The bigger.
We got the bigger stick.
Okay. I think it's just it.
This is bad. This is really bad.
Why?
Do you want me to say what I was thinking? Because this is really horrible and I hate it.
Why stop now?
Okay,
yes.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Boobs, butt crack, and balls.
Oh, they don't know who we could be talking about. Who's boobs?
Who's butt crack?
I'm boobs. She wants to be butt crack. So she wants to be balls. Of course. It's her favorite part.
Okay. So you've worked yourself into our podcast.
She did.
Butt crack and balls. So you want to be the boobs, butt crack and balls. But don't you have butt crack too?
I do. And I have lots of balls.
So that 10 cents a download just got split three ways.
I used to play tennis.
I know. See, that's the other thing. He brings that third wheel in on the podcast money, and it's like 18 cents is now 6 cents each. And 666, I don't like it. I don't like the number.
Buy something else, Matthew.
Buy something else. Never put back. I love that. If the clerk said, that'll be $6.66. Well, let me buy something else because I'm not going home with a receipt that has that number on it.
You could be boobs.
So I'm going to send more, and I'm going to flagrantly, I want to say fragrantly. Flagrantly.
Nailed it.
Give him a field sobriety test now.
I want to just buy more instead of putting something back.
Yeah, you do.
We'll go buy $1.11 worth, so we'll get $7.77.
We're going to get one free, get two free.
Wouldn't the Lord's number be lower that you'd have to spend lower? You got to spend another $1.11 more to get the Lord's number.
Oh, boy.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, I know.
Talk amongst yourself for a second. We're just going to have to take a break, to be honest with you.
I'm sorry.
No, it is your fault, Paige. Let me move a couple
things. It was here. Because we were already moved on from the Butt Cracking Balls podcast, and then here comes Boobs Butt Cracking Balls.
Oh, we really did, and it sucks that I'm
trying to be a part.
I'm doing it this way.
But like, it's like, you know how you laugh at people who ride the third wheel motorcycles?
No, I think they're cool.
Oh, I laugh at them.
You don't think they're cool?
I do.
Get out of here.
No, you don't. I laugh at them.
The big ones?
Yeah. It's like at new...
Where they're kind of like laying down, driving down the road?
No. A damn trike, woman.
Trike! All right. Let's take a break. It'll catch us up, and then we'll even give you that one if you want it again. And I'm telling you, this is worth waiting for.
It's going to be the best one ever.
Yep. And we will get it in. By God, it's going to happen. And I don't care if it's a 30-minute long segment.
Yeah, I know. But see, now we got like, equal rights on the show now. So now it's going to end up being Butt Crack, Balls, Boobs, and Bilingual. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The best.
Version 2.0.
Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
All right, Kay. So if you missed it, it's hot. And this particular kid was in the back seat, in the car seat.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Griping and complaining. And his mother shared this audio with us.
She just repeats it like a good mother.
You can tell she's a server. She's like, okay, vegetable plate? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Would you like to supersize that with your order?
Supersize my vegetable plate. Bring me 8 vegetables.
You know, when you go to a...
you wild.
A certain hotel or resort. The only way I can liken this to it is Disney World. They'll have like a compilation video on the TVs when you get into the room.
Oh yeah.
They'll interview people. What do you like about Disney World? You know, it's kind of like a...
You're already there.
Yeah.
Like, why are they selling you on it already? You're there.
What would you say? I like Mickey.
So it's like an internal thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did one for hedonism.
Ooh.
Somebody checked into hedonism, saw this reel playing on their TV. And they kind of recorded it and put it out there.
Oh, man.
So this is just what they play on the TV when you check into hedonism. Apparently.
I've never...
Are you naughty at hedonism? What is it?
Like? Allegedly. I was about to say, we talked to a couple that had went, but they wasn't like really being very revealing about it. I don't think it's like Bohemian Grove, but
Is it just swinging or you just have sex anywhere?
Everybody's hooking up.
Everybody.
Half of it, you could be with clothes. The other half without clothes.
Okay.
But I want to interview somebody who's like really went.
Well, we need to talk to some of these people because here's a sample of some of the interviews from Live from Hedonisms.
Live from Hedonism.
Sir, how did she win your heart?
She's a certified throat goat. The woman has absolutely no gag reflex.
You two are adorable. How have you stayed together so long?
She took that trout basket out on the first date, and it was wetter than a cow pissing on a flat rock. How did you two meet, ma'am?
I saw him while I was having a popsicle. I took that thing all the way down to the stick without gagging.
He's been here since.
Ma'am, what is the key to keeping your husband happy for all these years?
I make sure to give him that sloppy toppy every night, no matter what. Sir, how did you bag such a smoke show?
If you can make her laugh and giggle, then you can make it clap and jiggle.
That's a t-shirt you get at Myrtle Beach.
Good God. Sloppy toppy shirt.
I tell you what.
That reminds me of HBO, where they had all, you know, because it's
real
all,
sex.
Yes, thank you. It's real sex, and it's all ugly people.
I don't remember what the third portion was, but it got to the point where I had to listen and not laugh because it was hurting. I was like wanting to listen, but as I kept laughing, it was hurting.
This is really good because I want to hear it again, but I don't know if I should.
It's going to end up being three segments. BDA.
No,
talking about the flat rock.
My God.
I'm going to have to send you that one privately.
These women.
Gosh.
It's wild women in hedonism.
Trout basket.
I can't compete with that.
No.
No wonder why they're married.
I'll hit you with this. This is something that I've kept close to my person. Mm-hmm. People say, how do you come in first thing in the morning? And even if you didn't sleep well or, like, you know, generally you want to get people excited for the day. And I pay gratitude on my way to work.
Got to.
And right before I come into the building, I play this song.
This I'm just gonna dance now. This 'cause we don't have a chance now. The whole world is f***ing gone to hell. Makes me wanna scream and yell. This I'm just gonna dance now. This 'cause we don't have a chance now.
You should try it too.
Wow, I love that. Can I teach a dance class?
In a parking lot.
Yeah.
That's the only restriction.
It's really, you're doing the Carlton, but you're flipping birds with your hands. Like, to do it right now. Unless you're driving, don't do it. Because you'll get road ragers.
Unless you're on 85, you know, you're stuck anyway.
You're probably just sitting there anyway.
Local road.
That just gets you psyched for the day.
Yeah. It's the way to look at the world now. No one looks at the future of flying cars and everything neon and cool. It's all dark and dystopian, and we're living in stacked trailers.
Until you have to loop it. You know, to make sure you do it again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a blank show, so why don't you just enjoy it?
Amen. She meant donkey. All right.
Blank
Over
show.
To you, Fat Boy. The best damn audio. Folks are agreeing on the text. This
yeah,
has been solid.
Oh, we got a little bit more, though.
Ooh,
a little bit more.
Heated.
Best damn.
Competition.
I feel like older people were easier to mess with, especially if you're related to each other. So here's a guy who always films his grandpa when he's messing with him.
Uh-oh.
And he might have his grandpa having a town full of enemies, as much crap as he talks at this point, because he gets him riled up. So here he is, again, getting his grandpa riled up. About old girl at the gas station.
Oh, boy.
Up there at the Y, that girl, she said, you really need to tell your friend he needs to slow down on his drinking.
That little fat bitch?
Yeah. She said, he comes in here and he at least spends $500 on lottery tickets and beer.
That's a bunch of... I got $500.
Well, she says he buys five $20 tickets a day in lottery, loses them.
She's full of shit.
You don't buy that?
No.
Oh.
And the second offer ain't none of her f***ing business. What is wrong with people?
She said he's a real good paying customer when he's not charging and running up a bill, but he does.
I never charge nothing.
Oh.
Stupid ass.
Oh, you know that last word because you believed it.
Yep.
I don't think you can charge.
With a baseball play.
That's true.
Rhymes with the most boring baseball play you could ever watch.
That's it. I mean, it really is. But you got to get that man over to third.
You got to move him over.
That's tough, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell my grandsons now I will be okay with doing fun videos in the future.
Just like, you know.
Oh, they
if you
want
to try to mess with me, like, let me know the bit.
But I feel like some of these grandmas and grandpas that are on these, like, they're in on it. Like, they realize, like, I sometimes think, like, are you taking advantage of your old grandma or old grandpa? But then again, like, the lady with the oxygen tank, for the grandson.
Oh, he farts in it.
He farts in it. I don't believe that one. I think someone would have told him. And honestly, I farted when my mama was on. I didn't fart on her machine, but nearby. And I think it kept her from smelling it, to be honest.
It would have picked it up.
Yeah, I think it blew like real, you know. That's
true. Maybe it has some fake.
I don't know what how to describe. How do you make oxygen? Because we get it for free, but they charge us for water and electricity.
He doesn't wait long enough until the, you know, the grandma starts gagging.
Oh, God.
It's instant, which is not believable. So there's an event called the Redneck Brawl. And if this sounds familiar,
that's the brand Page wears.
It is. If they're hanging to your knees, my Redneck Brawl.
I didn't mean it like that. I just said brawl.
So she's got a Confederate flag bra. So we've interviewed
General Tees,
a multi-time champion to this event, Bucky Boyd.
Oh, yes.
The Locomolus. Remember him?
Locomolus.
He made his name in the Redneck Brawl.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming back. And there's two fighters. Well, actually, three. That we got a profile for you. For the room, I'm going to pull up a video of this clip now.
Okay.
Because these are.
That's why there's a shirtless man on your screen now. I was wondering. I thought it was your background.
Let's see if I can make this any bigger.
What's going on over there?
These are the. These are the ass-kicking twins. Hang on now. From Kentucky. So I'm going to. Let's restart this, and I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now.
We're identical twins, and guess what? We'll give you identical ass whoopings, bitch. Kentucky, baby. We're real. Man, or if you think you're the baddest person in your trailer park, call me out, buddy, because that's everyone in the trailer park. Y'all a bunch of pussies. Kentucky's where it's at, baby. Wildcats all the way. Woo! Ain't nobody volunteering to get whooped because y'all not but cowards. I'll step in the ring with anybody. Give me your grandpa, your dad, anybody, your brothers. After I whoop you, buddy, I'll whoop them. I don't care. I want to fight somebody from North Carolina. I about whoop everybody from every state. Come over that mountain and get a whooping. I'll dog walk you. You'll be wishing that you didn't even cross that mountain, buddy. Bristol. Kentucky's where it's at, baby. Woo, baby! Ain't nobody knocking me out. Come on!
Now, they're called the Smoky Twins. Oh,
man. They're so little,
dude,
though.
I love, man, I love that. Cause I'm seeing it as well, but like, oh, my God.
I think my chihuahua can hit him and punch him and knock him out.
I don't know. Some of them little scrappy little meth-headed dudes like that.
They can make a fight.
Yeah, man.
But they're the Smoky Twins. It's
Smoky that meth.
One's a little Smoky and one's a little fire. They're 5'10", 120 pounds.
Oh, Lord.
And they're in the Redneck Brawl.
120?
They probably got another one named Rig. That's Big Rig.
That's Big Rig here.
He's not a trucker. He just smokes a lot of meth out of a big-ass pipe.
I know my boxer would definitely take him down because she's 80 pounds of just, whoo.
Yeah, they aren't
told
big.
You to quit fighting your dog, Paige.
No, she just is happy.
Paige isn't fighting her dog against other dogs. Paige is fighting her dog, literally.
She is.
She really is. That's not the one
she's
we're going to focus on.
She's a lover, not a fighter.
There's another one to focus on.
This is the coup de grace, as the French say.
Mm.
This is.
I think estheticians call it that as well.
This is the feature of the
God.
Redneck Brawl. Her name is NyQuil.
Ooh, I want to hear this. NyQuil?
She's going to put you to sleep.
Yeah. You know what she's going to do?
Sleep.
She's going to rock your meat box. And guess what?
Ooh, I want to hear this.
NyQuil is 6'1", 250.
Oh, girl.
I got her video for you right here, so I'm going to play the video.
Did she convert?
I don't think so, but you can tell her shirt says.
Oh, God, her voice is going to sound like Lurch or something.
Her shirt says, I'm finna rock your meat box.
Look at her.
That's her catchphrase.
She's badass.
Come on, bitches. I'm ready for the hillbilly showdown. You got to show me what you got. Any of you bitches that want it, you can come and get it. You can meet me in Johnson City on August the 16th. And that's right in my backyard, y'all. And Wise is here to represent. We're going to show up. We're going to show the out. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to Redneck Brawl. And you best be prepared, because I'm finna rock your motherfucking meat box.
Come on! Get you some! Bye-bye!
Look at her shirt. It says, I'm finna rock your meat box.
You know...
She's not lying.
F-I-N-N-A.
Finna.
I don't read rap lyrics a lot. I didn't know how to spell it.
That's how I could tell how white you were.
What is my meat box?
Well,
that's a good question.
It's your meat box.
I assume she's going to smack me in the face. But that's not my meat box.
I'll tell you something. That woman had an interesting...
I mean, my booty.
Again, I'm just describing it to you because you're listening and maybe you haven't seen it, but she's got that weird build where she's got skinny legs,
Yeah.
But a gut that goes way out further than her boobs, but almost
not pregnant,
meshed together with.
Yeah.
So it's like she's got like a big boob.
Like one big boob. Like a wine belly. She drinks a lot of wine.
Yeah, but there's no boob, but it all connects together.
It's a boob.
6'1", 250.
God.
Oh, she's big.
NyQuil.
NyQuil.
Why don't they have pregnant, pregnant brawl? Like pregnant UFC?
That's not, no.
Or a ball punch brawl?
Well, it's their choice.
Can I give you, I'll give you two one more time, Paige. The clips you wanted to hear from earlier?
Uh-huh.
The hedonism couples.
Oh, okay, because I was looking at her meatbox on my chart.
I want to get some tips from these women.
Just a tip.
Sir, how did she win your heart?
She's a certified throat goat. The woman has absolutely no gag reflex.
You two are adorable. How have you stayed together so long?
Adorable.
She took that trout basket out on the first date, and it was wetter than a cow pissing on a flat rock.
How did you two meet, ma'am?
I saw him while I was having a popsicle. I took that thing all the way down to the stick without gagging.
He's been here since.
Ma'am, what is the key to keeping your husband happy for all these years?
I make sure to give him that sloppy toppy every night, no matter what. Sir, how did you bag such a smoke show?
If you can make her laugh and giggle, then you can make it clap and jiggle.
Words to live by.
I mean, wow. That last one is a t-shirt. I mean, it's got to be.
They're happy retired people.
Well, I don't know their education level, Paige, but
yeah, they're definitely up there. I don't know if there's like a golden hedonism section.
Yeah, apparently.
Like you see those videos that, like, especially if you're single like me and it makes you feel miserable, where you see and it's like this old couple out at a resort, you know, on the beach, whatever, and they're playing around or just dancing or whatever, and you're like, is this real? And then you hear these people who you can tell, like, they probably have fake teeth and, you know, they may have, what, 5 years left or whatever?
Maybe.
Talking about throat goats and trout baskets. I'm going to go over to Bass Pro afterwards and order one.
Oh, we got a text about NyQuil. They said that I can see her and I've never seen her before. But they just had the image in their head.
Oh, yeah.
6'1", 250.
We will, with whatever licensing ways we can afford that. Because here's the weird thing. I want to stress this to a lot of people. We would get, listen to this. You know what virality is? Where people want to go viral, right? So
try to.
It's a while back, and I will be very discretionary about it. One of us in the room got in trouble. It was me. Got in trouble for playing a clip of a viral clip, but that person didn't want the viral clip played on the radio.
I hate that. So too. Why would you not?
Even sharing them is a violation of sorts.
We kind of can't.
We use Paige's burner account to share all those out. Yeah. You know, and go follow it.
Have to reenact them. I'm going to have to dress up like NyQuil.
Yeah, and I'll put on a very small Speedo and talk about fish baskets. And we'll do that next. No, we won't do that next. We will take a break and come back. I don't know why all the phones are ringing. Maybe they're complaints. Who knows? 1-800? Mark is calling on all 12 lines. Yeah, pick it up. 1-800?
That's terrible.
Let's play that game. Why are you calling right now?
Right.
For real, let's just try that. Why are you calling right now? It'll just be fun to crack them. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I love the lyrics.
Longer.
When it's gonna rain?
Chickens are crowing at like 4:45 now.
Monor, brother.
They're like, it's hot. Woo-hoo.
When it's gonna rain?
It's my favorite Jackal. All around favorite Jackal song.
Oh, yeah. Man, the first Jackal CD I got was Choice Cuts. Had all the hits on it.
When?
I've been through all incarnations. When Jimmy was in the band. Till Roman's in the band now.
How's there not been a major motion picture yet? I mean,
about their lives?
Yeah.
So great.
Who would play Jesse James Dupree?
God, my dad got it for me for my birthday. I'm like, well, who is this? I didn't know him at the time. It's like, that's like
Jackal. I'm your son, Jeremy.
Local legend.
Jackal and Aerosmith with the cow on the CD. Those are the first rock CDs I ever got.
Yeah, Get a Grip, huh?
Yeah, that was it. It wasn't called Utter. Utterly Good.
I'm thinking...
I rocked them both.
Yeah, you know, you did.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think Jesse James Dupree would be played by Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, he grows his hair out.
Yeah.
Jesse's got a crazy side.
I was thinking like
you got to speak fast. Do you think he can do that?
You know who Stephen Amell is?
And talk a lot.
The freaking Green Arrow.
I feel like he'd be a good Jesse.
Wayne.
And
yeah,
we got to think about the Whirlies too. Who played the Whirlies?
Somebody just texted in Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
He could do it.
God.
Who's going to play so we the should, pirate?
And then we should, I'd love to ask him.
Oh, man.
I'm going to text him out of the blue.
We can make.
I hate doing this because I usually don't get responses back, and it kind of softens my stardom.
Or you'll forget about it when you get a response. Like,
he just
what was
may
that?
Not be awake at this hour.
He doesn't sleep.
Really doesn't.
We're live on the air right now having a discussion about a Jackal movie that we think Hollywood should make. Who do you think should play Jesse James Dupree? Question mark.
Oh.
All right.
No, we'll wait.
I'd be curious to see what he says. He might go old school with it, though.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Like, I imagine Chris Pratt's got to be in this movie. You got to have some star power.
Chris Pratt's good.
Well, so I mean, he can play Chris or Jeff Worley.
Joaquin Phoenix is star power.
You know, Chris likes to drum in his underwear, so if you want to see Chris Pratt in his underwear, you know, you can put him in there for that.
Yeah, but he's got to wear the shirt, the tie.
He's got to be able to use an axe.
Yeah. God, I feel like P1 Looper could play Roman because they kind of look alike. And we'll just put him in the movie as his first starring role.
I mean, Chainsaw.
Yeah, who's going to play the Chainsaw?
Who's going to play the Chainsaw? God, hold on. I got three lines, three bubbles.
Oh, you're getting three dots.
I'm getting three dots. What if it stops?
Tell him to call in.
No, we don't have that long. I say that. I mean, you can't just ask Jesse James Free a question and then move on.
We got to fill out the ancillary cast, too. You know, Michael Ballard's got to be in the movie.
Oh my God. Okay, wait a minute. I got an answer, but then I'm getting three more bubbles as if, just kidding, here's who I really think. I'll tell you the first answer he said. And you probably saw some recent things that have been said about this man and probably pulling back on it. He said Ric Flair first off.
Oh yeah, Jesse, we're not aging you in the future, bro.
You read the online stuff that people's saying about Ric Flair right now, man. That's where I say, yeah. Like, we got to do something. You know how when people hit a certain age, they have to go and, like, do the driver's test again or whatever, or they're supposed to? Like, I think that social media should be the same way. Like, you hit a certain age, you should have to go through some kind of making sure that it's okay. Because Ric Flair just goes off on crazy. I'm waiting for the... Oh, I got stopped.
Oh, no. He's got to think about it, right?
He had to think about it. He's probably drinking whiskey and cutting trees down now.
Wish you'd get him on.
You just don't want to do headlines.
No, I want to hear what he has to say. It'd be funny.
What if he's actually listening right now and hears all this? Nevertheless...
He starts sawing through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
A person... And this is... I'm saying this is rumor mill. I'm not saying it's true. But apparently someone that worked... I guess... A certain Richard Morgan Fleer lives in a high-rise kind of... Imagine the...
Fred Phillips.
The building the Jeffersons lived in, but in Florida somewhere. And apparently someone who worked there got angry about something with the job and went online and said that Ric Flair... I don't want to say it, man.
I wonder if he's living in the same tower as Tom Cruise out in Clearwater.
I don't know. I mean, it's just rumor mill. I bet it's not true. I'm saying now it's not true that he wears adult diapers and messes a lot of stuff up and throws it in the trash.
He's putting his money out there, too, though. So I wouldn't think so.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, here he is.
We got more bubbles?
I love Jesse James Dupree. I love him because that we always talk about him, Mr. Hustle. Like he doesn't sleep. He's always promote.
Always.
So I get my answer, Ric Flair. Sorry, I'm on a flight to Milwaukee, Harley Davidson meetings, then playing New York and New Jersey this weekend. Jesse, where are tickets available?
Robert Patrick's got to be in the movie because they're good buddies. And by God, he's the T-1000.
I'm reading our text conversation live on the radio right now. Fatboy says, help us get Robert Patrick on the show.
Yes, I love him.
Paige said she would use her mouth on you if you
I wish. I didn't say it.
You could pick. That's Peacemaker's daddy. That's Doggett from X-Files.
See, I kind of like, it's easier to get a question in with Jesse by text than it is in personal phone.
Yeah. Because he's telling the person beside him on the plane, look,
so funny.
Give me some ideas, man. Who played me in a movie?
This is like Inception, brother. I am texting with a guy who's reading what I'm texting on the radio about me, brother.
Dude, DiCaprio could play Jesse. I saw a picture of him like older now. Like he could pull off the long hair, redneck look. He's a great actor.
I like Statham. That's hot.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's not one that will. I think he says he will not do American. You know how like you find out like your favorite actor is really British.
It kind of ruins it.
Yeah, so he won't. I think he says he won't do the fake. He just does Jason Statham's voice. You know, it's kind of like Pacino. Mm-hmm. He does Al Pacino in every movie, no matter what the character calls.
Oh, that was fun.
God, I'm having the hardest trouble with Jeff, man. Jeff Worley looks like somebody famous already, and I can't put a finger on it.
I was thinking, wait a minute. One of the Baldwin brothers.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Baldwin brothers. He looks like a Baldwin.
The one of the guys from Walking Dead can play either.
Norman Reedus could play Jeff Worley.
Jesus, yes.
You can pull it off. It's going to bring ladies to it to watch it.
Yeah, be sexy. I like it.
Plus, you know, Jesse's good buddies with DMC. DMC's got
to
be in the movie.
I was about to say, DMC could play himself. Yep. That would be like the nod. Yeah. God, this is great.
This is good.
Consult us, people, when you're doing your local projects or whatever.
Paige, call Eric Roberts right now.
I will.
You know what this reminds me of? This is the greatest story. We used to, I don't want to say too much. We knew somebody who made local films, and they said, you know, do you guys want to be in a local production? We're like, I guess, yeah, you know, might as well. Or at least
it sounds like
out.
A sitcom, and this is real, really, really, really happened.
Send us a script. And I remember somebody in the room saying, I'll do it if you write me a nude scene. And I was like, wait, you want to be naked? And you said, no, there has to be a naked chick in the movie or I'm not doing it. And honest to God, he sends something over, he wrote the damn scene.
He wrote it in there. I said it. You know what I said? I said it because I did not want to do it. And I was like, if I make some, you know how like sometimes you hear about musicians, bands, and stuff, they make crazy asks because they don't want to really do it. Yeah. It's like asking Jeremy Clements to do a promotional appearance.
They like the writer's crazy. Like they only want orange.
He quotes it so high. He's
orange
like, well,
Skittles.
Hell, you're going to pay me that.
I just want orange and purple Skittles.
Yeah, I want a pack of white T-shirts that I'm going to wear and throw away.
You know what kind of went off the rails is when we read it and saw that the scene was in there. We're like, oh my God, he's going to be in the scene. I'll go along to the casting of it just to see. But he already had a couple of people in mind because evidently the same people do all the movies together.
Apparently, Paige, you probably know the answer to this. If a woman doesn't want to be shown, she's like a really good actress, but she doesn't want to do nude scenes. She'll do like stunt movies,
body doubles.
Well, I mean, essentially, yeah. And,
or sometimes, you know, your boobies may not be that great.
Well, that's
and
I
then
mean,
they have
well,
the ones that they're.
You sound like my mirror.
Fabulous.
There were only two possibilities that he would work with, and I'm like, if you put them either one topless in the movie, it's going to ruin it.
Did he write you back?
Yes, Jesse says, definitely will happen on Robert Patrick getting him on TRG. In fact, he sang a song with me yesterday in the studio.
Oh,
isn't
God,
it great
dude.
That he
I
and T-1000 are like. Best buddies now.
How about the video on Memorial Day when they're going up to D.C.? They couldn't get into a Cracker Barrel.
Why?
Why would you not look at Robert Patrick and find him a seat at the Cracker Barrel?
I would definitely.
If I knew he were waiting, I would give up my seat for him.
You know what the craziest thing, and when we have Robert on, this is great knowing this. When we have him on, I'll say, you know what? I'm the guy that stood in front of you for like 10 minutes in Knoxville, Tennessee in the hotel and was standing there like, oh my God, that's Robert Patrick. But just, then all of a sudden I look over and I see Arn Anderson. So I went that way.
I just
because IRS was there with him and damn Lex Luger wheeled himself in and then damn who else was there?
DiBiase, right?
Yeah, Mr. Ted DiBiase. Damn.
Money.
God, what is wrong with me right now?
Everybody's got a price.
What's this? Macho? No.
The government of Mississippi's going to pay.
Hold on. Oh, that's funny. Oh. $1 Million Man. What is wrong with me?
Yes, senior.
Okay, any clue? What should I text to him? Goodbye.
Oh, how do you end it? Safe travels? Yeah, that's not it.
Yeah, his. Okay. Safe travels.
And you love him. Say you love him.
We love you.
You. Say you do.
I love you. Fatboy does not.
I do love him.
Paige loves you.
I strongly like him.
All right, now it's saying everything we say in unison. All right, goodbye, Jesse. Safe travels.
Tell him to go to break.
I love technology. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fatboy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.